I didn't understand you.
Low ground in a river valley where some crops might be planted.
We used to call them bottoms. Then you're going to be next to the creeks and things, and the water would get up sometimes, but we'd talk about going to the bottom and getting there.
Well, now, is that particularly rich soil in bottom?
Most of the time it is.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, now, what kinds of things might be grown there?
Mostly corn or sugarcane for hay and things is what my daddy used to plant in. Corn, most of the time, you know, if it wasn't too wet like, mm-hmm. he'd plant corn.
Would you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
I wouldn't know no kind but the dirt road and the paved road.
Well, now, what would you call a paved road that has a black surface? Would you call that anything particular, or would it just be a paved road?
I reckon it'd just be paved. They do have roads, you know, that are something like concrete, and then they have the black top, just paved.
Okay. And a concrete road would be a sort of a light-colored
yes.
road? Yes. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Do you have a particular name for it, or would it be a ditch right along?
It's a ditch, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
It must be a hound.
What kind of dogs are those out there?
Beagle.
They really are nice dogs.
They're pretty, but they're lots of trouble, and he don't get to hunt much either. I don't know why he keeps them.
What does he hunt?
Rabbits.
Uh-huh. Do they hunt in a pack, all those dogs?
Yeah, they let every one run as hard as they can run.
How does he keep them together?
They follow him. There's a leader, you know, the older dogs, and then others follow him.
I don't know anything about that. I like dogs, you know, but I don't know anything about
that. I like dogs, but I don't like too many.
How many has he got?
He's got seven.
Good gracious. That's a lot of dogs.
When y'all get to barking, you can hear your ears.
I don't guess you ever have to worry about having anybody come around and steal anything.
Well, they're fenced, but they'll bark.
Yeah, they
if anything
else.
Moves. Now, you can go out through there yourself now in your strange here while they'll just bark like it eats
you. Yeah, well, they gave me a royal welcome when I came up.
Yeah, they know everybody comes up, they'll see them. But now anybody strange or anybody don't belong here can go out that back car and they just bark like everything. You just can't make them hush either. They know they don't belong here.
Has he had dogs for a long time?
He's had them about 3 years, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, why did he decide to get them?
Well, he hunts in the winter, but in the summer he fishes. And he's getting kind of tired of them. He says he's going to get rid of them.
Uh-huh. But yeah, I don't guess dogs are much good when you go fishing, are they?
I know him, and he didn't fish back when he got him, and he's took up fishing now, and he don't hunt with them much, and they just stand out there.
Mm-hmm.
So he says he's going to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, will you be glad?
Yes, we are.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make?
Horses.
What do you call that?
I have heard it called knicker, and I don't know where that be right or not,
okay,
but I've heard
fine.
It called it.
What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped, well, sort of like that, the children like to play with?
The pulley bone, is that right?
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything besides a pulley bone?
No, no, never heard.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut, and now it's grown back again. What would you call that second growth?
Well, that's what we always called it, the second growth, when anything had come out again.
What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. Would you describe how you make cornbread?
I can describe the way I make it, just a little milk and a little bit of soda in. Stir it up and put it in the pan. Lots of them make muffins, but I usually make mine in a cake.